Welcome to Oncology Buddies, your platform for cancer care. Oncology Buddies informs and inspires all those who have or are affected by cancer.
Importance of genetic testing in prostate cancer by Kusha Kaladin. Kusha Kaladin unpacks why genetic testing helps determine prostate cancer treatment, specifically with the use of targeted drugs, PARPI. Metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, or mCRPC, is an aggressive, advanced form of prostate cancer associated with poor prognoses. While treatment options are limited, a class of cancer drugs known as poly-ADP ribose polymerase inhibitors, or PARPI, has shown improved survival and reduced disease progression in a subset of prostate cancer patients. As a result, PARPI have been approved for use in prostate cancer patients who have mutations in DNA repair genes. HRR gene mutation. Homologous recombination repair, HRR, is a type of DNA repair that relies on several genes working together, the most well-known of which are BRCA1 and BRCA2. In cancer cells, PARPI targets the DNA repair system and forces cells to use HRR. If there are mutations in the HRR genes, the HRR can't function properly and DNA can't be accurately repaired. Eventually, inaccurate DNA repair compromises the function of a cell, forcing the cell to induce cell death. Patients with mutations in HRR genes are therefore eligible for PARPI, and genetic testing of the HRR genes is required. HRR gene mutations aren't only acquired by cancer cells, but can also be inherited. Importantly, PARPI therapy is beneficial in patients with both inherited HRR mutations or acquired HRR mutations. The recommended method for genetic testing of the HRR genes is known as next-generation sequencing, or NGS, which allows several HRR genes to be analyzed simultaneously. NGS is used for the identification of inherited or acquired mutations. However, different samples are needed depending on the source of the mutation. Germline versus somatic testing. Germline testing refers to testing for inherited gene mutations that have implications to immediate family members. Genetic counseling is therefore required prior to germline testing to provide information about testing, what the possible results may be, and the implications of those results on immediate family members. Conversely, somatic testing refers to testing for acquired mutations and uses the tumor tissue for genetic testing. On occasion, somatic testing can identify inherited mutations, and germline testing may be recommended. Patients can be referred for germline or somatic testing, or both, based on certain criteria highlighted in clinical practice guidelines for prostate cancer. Genetic testing has become an important tool to identify the most effective treatment in prostate cancer and clinical management. Most private laboratories in South Africa offer genetic testing using NGS for prostate cancer, as well as genetic counseling for patients requiring germline testing. It is important to highlight, however, that genetic testing isn't always covered by medical funders, and clinicians may be required to provide motivations for genetic testing.